What's bugging you?
What's wrong with this picture?
I'm really upset about it.
877 W Sky Talk.
I, for one, am tired of it.
Call now. What's bugging you? 97.3 The Sky.
Morning. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21. It's time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. It's brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. All right, call in now. 877-975-9825. As we await that, I want to give you some information before it's bugging me and I don't want to forget.
Yes.
And that is how you can win tickets to the spectacular World Equestrian Center Ocala Food and Wine Festival this weekend. We've got tickets for the Grand Tasting, the Saturday event. And all you have to do is text the keyword FALL, F-A-L-L, text it to 20357 for your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Grand Tasting. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Good luck on that. It's a nice prize for sure.
Oh, yeah.
All right, you ready? 877-975-9825. Call in now for What's Bugging You as we go to Pam. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning. So they had an article about how people are turning to drugs and booze and everything because they're so anxious about the election. But how accurate do you think that these polls really are when they said that they took a sampling of 300 people in Las Vegas? Okay, whatever. My theory is that if you are voting for Trump, you're not going to just announce it to everybody except for to us, you know, on the radio and stuff, because you don't want to be canceled at your work. You don't want to be ostracized. But on the other hand, how many Harris supporters are not saying that they're going to vote for Trump because they don't want, if they're in Chicago, they don't want to be shot. They don't want to have their cars damaged. They don't want to be fired. I mean, you know, have their wife divorce them or whatever. So do we really want to take the polls at face value?
Absolutely, we do not want to take the polls at face value. They can be a guide, and when you get a matrix of them, you can get a sense for what's going on. But there is an impact depending on who the candidates are and all that. And I think you hit it exactly right. There are a lot of people that I think are going to not tell their friends that they voted for Trump.
Absolutely.
And I think it's going to be especially true in black communities, especially true. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, don't believe the polls. Get out and vote. Vote early if you can. We're a week away exactly.
Oh, man.
Let's go to Kent. What's bugging you?
Well, it's hard to describe. I used to work on Capitol Hill, and I was watching the PBS NewsHour last night, and I've done that since I was 12 years old. I'm 58 now, and we need to get rid of that thing or disfund it somehow because the journalist, quote-unquote, was doing an interview with this lady from New York University, and every question, quote-unquote, that she said was a statement saying, Donald Trump said this, isn't this terrible, what do you think?
Wow.
And it used to be back in the day, Jim Lehrer, NewsHour, they had two folks with opposing opinions. And you could watch it and make your own opinion, which I always did. But now it is so one-sided, so liberal, that it's unreal. And your taxpayer money is going for that bull crap.
Yeah, I'm with you. Taxpayer money should not go to support that. There was a time and a reason for it way back when there weren't a lot of commercially viable signals and getting news and information was not that easy for small towns, etc. So there may have been a use for it. But now, you know, we've got worldwide communications and everything else. So, no, it is not. It doesn't need public support if it can. And it can go on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And it should.
Sure.
Right. Compete in the marketplace. 877-975-9825. And Nostradamus, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I saw in Lancaster, Pennsylvania, they've got 2,500 fuzzy ballots out there they're investigating. They're trying to steal this election again. And you might have talked about this, but they're burning ballot drop boxes in Portland, Oregon. They're burning the ballot boxes. and they saw caught someone driving away from one of the fires that was driving a Volvo. So they've got a suspect. They were driving a Volvo. But, you know, they're trying to steal this election. They're not. They don't want Trump in. They're going to do anything they can do to keep Trump from getting in office. It's going to get crazy. But it's just, it bugs me. This is going on again. And, you know, we're not going to have fair elections anymore. It's never going to happen again. We're never going to have fair elections.
Yeah, I agree with most of what you said, but to say never, I never say never.
Yeah.
I never say never. If Trump doesn't get elected, I would say probably never.
Right.
I really would.
Yeah. But isn't it a shame that we have to even think that way? That the days of just a good, honest election, yeah, they're going to pick on each other, they're going to call each other, whatever, to some extent. But one, that it's gotten as bad as it has, where they will blatantly lie, like we were talking about Kamala saying that Trump's the one who wants to get rid of the First and Second Amendment when everybody really knows the difference. But yet, people will listen to it and go, really? That's what he wants to do? That's just terrible. How could I vote for a man that would do that?
Yeah.
And they don't know. That's what's sad.
Well, look, it's interesting as well. And what's bugging me is they call Trump a, you know, Hitler, a Nazi, mm-hmm. a fascist. But it's interesting because do you know what that is? That's pure propaganda that they're putting out.
Sure it is.
Well, who ran the greatest propaganda campaign of all time?
Oh, yeah. Ironic.
Hitler did.
Uh-huh, he did.
So it's funny. They're much more Hitler-like in many ways. Mm-hmm. Much more.
Oh, yeah.
They're taking a page out of his book. You control the media, you control the message, you control the people. That's what they're trying to do. Absolutely. Thanks for participating, my friends. It is approaching 7:28, and coming up at 8:05, Gun Owners of America, Louis Valdez will be with us, the Second Amendment and the election, and how that could be impacted. That's coming up on 97.3 The Sky.